bang. Hello, welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, joined today by my good friend, Johnders.
Did you forget my name for a second?
What?
Did you forget my name for a second there? By my good friend, Johnders. Johnders. That's his name.
Johnders. I feel rude. Do you have a drink?
I don't have a drink, no, but just enjoy your, what is that, some kind of orange soda?
No, this is ice. I actually gave up soda for the new year.
Oh, you gave up Instagram, you gave up soda.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just trying to be healthier.
Yeah, good for you, Eric.
In 2020.
Mazel tov.
Do you have a drink nearby you? I'll pause the recording.
No, just keep going. I don't know what you want to drink. Just drink your drink. I'm agitated. No, just drink your drink. I'll go get a drink. Fat. Oh,
that's tasty. That is tasty. That is cherry limeade ice. Sponsored by Cherry Limeade Ice.
I want to apologize. I almost apologize, but then I'm not going to apologize.
For what?
For yelling. I'm not going to apologize for nothing. Just keep going. You got that smug smile. Listen, this is what Eric is. First, it takes us 15 minutes to start because he needs to hook up his new Bluetooth headphones that are better than my headphones. Then he's talking about, oh, well, I'm not on Instagram. Oh, I don't drink soda. Oh, I'm trying out new podcast positions. I'm the envy of every little boy on my street. Whatever, dude. You know what? Good luck. That's what I said.
Good luck. That's the way to go. Luck. Johnders, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You seem agitated.
I'm doing just fine. You know what? Today I'm supposed to be writing comedy, you know, a big comedy person in the city of Chicago. Mm-hmm. The blank page staring at me for the last 12 hours. How are you doing?
Oh. Can't relate.
No, because I'm sure if you were writing comedy, it'd be gold, nothing but gold.
No, I was actually thinking about this earlier today. I was like, there's something I was thinking, what have I not talked to Johnders about? And I know we've talked about comedy occasionally, so this was totally an oxymoron. But if somebody put me in a room, like people – I meet people occasionally, and some people say, "Oh, you're kind of funny," and I like to think, I like to think I'm kind of quick. But I think if you put me in a room for like 4 hours and said, "Hey, we're gonna cut off your left hand if you can't write us two jokes," I think my left hand would get cut off, and I'd bleed out, and I'd die.
Well, I'm glad that no one has put you in this predicament yet. I don't know. I've never heard of this on 2020 or any news program like that. So I think you're safe. But
it's pretty common. Comedy writers get put in rooms and threatened to have their hands chopped off all the time. I'm surprised you haven't.
Movies.
I'm surprised you haven't run into it.
How long do I have to write two jokes? I can write two jokes like nothing, but the quality of the joke here. That's what we're talking about. We're trying to get a high quality here. I have a reputation in this town,
right? Of course. How is the talk show going? That's still going, right?
It's gone good. We did once a week over the last summer through June to September. There we did once a week. Now we did a Christmas special, but we're going to come back the last Friday of every month. So we're doing once a month at the IO Theater. So that's it's going well. We have some new riders in, some young blood, as they call them. So we have a lot of moving parts. It's a lot of exciting stuff. What's that squirt for?
No, nothing. I just
got a talented singer songstress booked for the 28th show.
Can you spell it?
Her name's Tatum. She's funny. I don't know.
Oh, cool. Well, I like singer songwriters.
No, she's great. She has a song about how men should cover up their nipples because they're nipples. And she doesn't think anybody should be allowed to show off their nipples or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's funny. It's funny what she does. I don't know.
All this nipple talk feels like I should be podcasting shirtless. Man.
Please do not. Eric, put your shirt back on. Eric. No, don't drop the pants. Eric, no. Keep the boxers on at least. Dear Lord, Eric.
Yeah, I know.
Put your shirt back on.
Have you ever thought about – I always think about that. I'm like, podcasting is really the weirdest – like the
weirdest. What do those boxers say? What do those boxers say? They say that – they say, I love Garfield. You have Garfield boxers on. I love Garfield. I hate Monday.
Fun fact, never watched the show Garfield.
It's more of a comic strip than a show, Eric.
Oh.
What? Put your pants back on, boy. Dear Lord.
Yeah.
You haven't done anything. You've lived a very, very sheltered life.
Yeah. Well,
What have you done in your entire life? Nothing.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with Mormons out there in Salt Lake.
There are like common things, like very common things that like people bring up in my everyday life that are like children shows that I just have no idea what they are.
Did you not have cable?
No, I didn't have cable. I had PBS. So somebody was like, hey, this was the biggest one of all time. Someone was gobsmacked. I'd never watched some show called Ed, and Eddie.
Ed, and Eddie. It's a great show.
I've never watched it.
Ed, Double D, and Eddie.
All right.
Yeah. See, Ed was a shifty fellow. He was always trying to scam his way. Double D was kind of a nerd, and Eddie would not be allowed to be on children's TV nowadays. He was what we would call today a slow person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oof. Can't be cancel culture 2020.
It was a great show, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, did you watch – here are the shows I watched growing up. Cyber Chase. You ever heard of Cyber Chase?
No.
It's like a show about math.
Great. My favorite thing, cartoons and math. Together at last.
Yep. I watched Mr. Rogers.
Great. That's a great show.
I got up early every day because they show old Mr. Rogers reruns.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Beautiful day for the neighbor.
I wonder if there was. I think it might have still been new when I was a kid.
Maybe not.
Maybe they were new to me.
Oh, by the way, we have a terrible experimental segment coming up where we ask each other three questions.
I thought we were already doing it.
Oh well, maybe we are. Maybe we're not. I don't know. I guess that's my first question for you. Like.
Cable raised me. Cable was a third parent.
What? We're pretty good friends, right?
Yeah.
I would consider you a pretty good friend.
Yeah, sure.
And don't tell me, because I like the bit at this point, but when we first met, why would you refuse to tell me your age?
Why is it important? Why is my age important?
Why is that something that bothers you, though?
Because I don't know why you're bringing up now. I feel attacked. I don't know, understand why it was important to you then. Well, I was some guy who's trying to help you out with your podcast. You know, I was showing you the ropes of how to become an indie podcaster. Nice thing for me to do. And then you're berating with all these, well, why don't you have a girlfriend? What's your age? Blah, blah, blah. You know?
I have never attacked you about not having a girlfriend.
Oh, why are you such a loser?
I have never called you a loser.
Why are you with your friends at a bar?
I have never called you a loser.
I'm trying to help you out with your end zone podcast.
I have the
likes of Chris Wessling on hold and Dave Damashek on hold. No, I'm taking the time to help you out.
Do you really think I'm a cool kid?
No! No, I don't! But you're attacking me, and I'm an upper echelon star here, and I'm trying to help you out.
Let me tell you, it was never meant as an attack. I just want to clarify that. I was honestly just curious.
How old do I look?
I don't know. 22?
That's fine. Just think of me as 22 then. What does it matter?
I don't know. I just like to know how old people are sometimes.
Why? How was I going to change? If you found out I was 42, what would you think then?
Nothing. I still think you were a good friend.
You're supposed to say that there's no way you're 42. Look at you. It's ridiculous, Eric. You failed the test. Way to go.
Suppose I did fail the test. Yeah. All right. Well, that was my first question, really.
I don't have any questions. I'm not that interested in you, Eric. I don't have any questions for you. Okay. How about this? So your majors is communications?
Yeah.
Forget it. Just drop out. Just move to Los Angeles. Drop out.
Yeah. I mean, that's a solid option.
Text Mark Sessler saying, say you could fill in for him when he's sick all the time.
Man.
You could be his stand-in.
I have Mark Sessler's phone number. I have never once texted him. I kind of hold it in like deep regard. Like I will only text Mark Sessler when times get rough.
I'll text him then. I text him every day. Good morning. How you doing? How's your lunch?
Really?
LA, scratch your car again, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, well.
See, that shows what kind of Mark Sessler fan you are, or friend you are. He doesn't even have a car.
Did I push back or acknowledge that?
I'm on the attack tonight. I'm on the attack.
Yeah, you're feisty tonight.
Yeah.
I just declared an English minor, and I that's what I did today.
I thought you said you were 20.
Yeah.
So how are you an English minor if you're older than 18? I'm a comedy writer, everybody.
See, you're a comedy man. You're a comedy man.
That was a D-minus joke.
It was like, meh. It was there. It was a Steve Klauke level dad joke.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, it's a joke only I would get. I worked with a very talented, successful play-by-play baseball broadcaster here, who I would say is actually my friend, and who I do text semi-regularly.
Brag.
But he is the king of dad jokes. Just terrible, awful, awful dad jokes. And the worse they are, the more I love them. So that was fantastic.
I told this to Erin Coscarelli a while ago, as long as we're name dropping. I told her that I always get very nervous when I'm texting Mark Sessler because it's like texting a beautiful woman. You know, you don't want to be the last one to text. You don't want to be the one that initiates the text. You know, you want to make sure that you look cool. It's a lot of pressure.
Does Mark Sessler ever initiate the text with you?
He does sometimes, yeah.
Oh, cool.
He has
cool.
In the past. And it hasn't been lately. Erin Coscarelli, she's more of a texter than Mark Sessler.
See,
who listens to this? I feel, is Chris Wessling going to listen to this? Is somebody from NFL.com going to tune into this one?
Probably not.
Do you listen to Dave Damashek's Dave's a Thunder podcast?
No.
They have a new bit on their show where I submit my monologue jokes, and they read the jokes, and then they pretend like they don't think they're funny. For the last, 2 months, they've been reading my monologue jokes on Dave's of Thunder, and doing like canned laughter and talking about how not funny they are. But they keep reading them.
Huh. Interesting.
These are funny jokes. I know the people of Chicago aren't giving me pity laughs, Dave.
Because
his co-star David Feeney is a very powerful man in Hollywood, a very big comedy writer.
I don't listen to DDFP really.
Oh, don't do that. DDFP is my first Rich Eisen podcast, then to DDFP was my first foray into football podcasts.
Yeah, no, for me it was around the NFL and then yours.
I was the Dave Damashek in that scenario.
I guess I suppose you were, yeah.
Did you start listening to mine because Mark Sessler was a guest and you saw him retweet it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, wow. What a difference both of our lives could be if Mark Sessler didn't retweet that tweet.
But Mark Sessler's a good man, and he'll retweet any podcast that he's on. I've been trying to get Mark Sessler on forever, but, our schedules just haven't worked out.
So if you don't text him, how do you do that?
I DM him on Twitter. Like,
I just go to text. I just text him.
But not often, maybe once every 2 months. Or if he has something real, but usually I just tweet at those guys. If I'm being honest with you, like most of my interaction with them is I just tweet at them. I feel like they see that.
I don't know. I'm going for the text.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bold move of me. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that is a bold move. I just think it is.
I'm not going to stop now. Why would I stop now?
Yeah. You live your life, Jonders. Live your life the way you want to live it, you know? That's my mantra in 2020.
The problem with being a comedian in Chicago is now, I'm starting to know a lot of people in commercials and some people on TV shows where it's like, oh, I know that person. That's not fun. I want TV to be magical. You know, I don't want to know that priest in that show. I want to live in a world where it's a big fantasy land.
Well, I can tell you something, Jonders. You will not have to worry about ever seeing me on TV. So
they're not going to put your ugly mug up there on the NFL Network one day?
Probably not.
Why not? Well, what's your goal then? What's your end game here? Why are you doing this?
Well, it was mainly a joke, but I don't know. I'm having fun right now. I love podcasting. I love doing it. It makes me happy. It's like one of the three or four things in my life that brings me joy.
That's depressing. That's sad.
That's not sad though. If you really think about it, how many people have
hundreds of thousands of people?
How many people have more than three or four things that really make them happy?
TV, video games, comic books, comedy.
That's three. That's four things.
Yeah.
That's four things, Johnders.
All right, that's more than your three things.
I said three to four.
All right, breakfast cereals, soda.
Breakfast cereals meats. Bring you joy?
Yes. What kind of? Well, you were the one telling me the other day
might make
Cheerios.
You
I've only ever had Cheerios.
No. They might make you.
Oh, I've only ever had Cheerios, so I'm not gonna know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about breakfast cereals. Yes.
Do breakfast cereals really, when you take that first bite of breakfast cereal, make you feel good?
Like, you've only ever had Honey Nut Cheerios. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying.
Can I have another bowl of my Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cereal?
Man. You're
That's
you're
almost like, more depressing like than right what now, I there. Said.
No, you're looking like a fool right now.
No, that's not
America
true.
America agrees with me. Don't even get out. Don't even start with me.
Whatever. But yeah,
this is football podcast. What are we doing, Eric?
I don't know. We're experimentaling our way to football eventually, but Johnders, you are like the closest podcast friend I have. So and you're semi-funny. So
semi-funny. Working all day and I to be a comedian. Grab some punk kid from Salt Lake. See, I'm semi-funny.
Yeah, that was a poor choice of words. But no, like, we've got a deeper bond, you and me, than if I bring on that Chris Chastain cat.
I don't know why you're now slighting your other guests.
I'm not slighting.
Who's the Chris? Fellow you DM'd me about the other night?
Ah, Trey. Trey is
Trey. Dude, get off my corner, Trey.
Trey's coming for you, bro. Trey is coming for you, bro, because and he knows it too. He's been on three times. He's very new to podcasting. He was a little rusty the first two times, but he is a natural. He is a natural, man. He's a natural. He's got good flow. He's knowledgeable about football. Not as knowledgeable as you, but well, maybe he is. I haven't really tested his knowledge outside of the Titans, I guess.
I've watched every snap from every game the last 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But that's a sick
You tell a Chris Wessling that they respect you, Eric.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't go
around. I'm going to name drop all day.
I don't go around here bragging, but
I know Rich Eisen calls me his friend. You know that? Rich Eisen refers to me as friend.
Friend? Yeah. I mean, I can't say I've ever seen a Rich Eisen show.
Seen a Rich Eisen show? Yeah, because you don't have cable.
I don't have cable.
All this NFL media stuff, you never watched 1 second of NFL Network.
I watch what they put out on social and on the app, but yeah.
You can watch the Rich Eisen show every day from what time would that be for you? That would be like from like 9 to noon or something on – Bleacher Report Live.
I have to go places at 9 to noon, Johnders.
Well, I don't know about your college schedule.
That's
I don't know
when
what kind
the
of
majority of my life happens.
All right.
Is 9 to noon.
I don't know how the college kids' schedules work.
I don't know. Do you have another question for me, or did you not really think this segment through?
I was watching a show called Joe Para Talks to You, which I highly recommend.
There's my second question. Who is that guy? I went to his Twitter and I couldn't figure it out. Where is his show?
It's on Adult Swim.
Okay.
Cable channel Cartoon Network at night. Okay. More adult oriented programming for a more mature audience.
Is it on Hulu?
I don't know about Hulu, but I think all the episodes are free on adultswim.com.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I don't know. A friend showed it to me the other day. I recommend starting off with Joe Pera reads the church announcements. That's my favorite episode so far. It was also the first one I saw. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying that show. Yeah. I don't know. We can get into real football now if you want. Oh, dream vacation. I wanted to ask you about your dream vacation.
Far away from Eric. That's my dream vacation. Eric loses my cell phone number.
Eric loses my cell phone
number. That's my dream vacation. What's your dream vacation? No, my dream vacation is me and a woman. We go to Japan.
Japan?
A hot broad. Yeah, me and a hot broad.
Go to Japan.
And I say things, like, here's looking at you, toots, a lot.
All right. I like sushi, so Japan seems like a good place to go.
You know they have those vending machines over there with the women's panties? Did you know that?
No, I was not aware of that, John.
Why are you pulling out? Eric is pulling out several pairs of women's panties right now, and he's sniffing them. Eric, this is a family show. What are you doing?
This is repugnant behavior. I so regret having this as a video show.
But because you want to show off your hordes of panties?
As a video.
Dear Lord, Eric. I mean, there are at least 36 pairs of women's panties.
I mean, collectors got to collect.
Oh, dear Lord, Eric. All right, so where's your dream vacation then?
Road trip across America. I was with thinking whom? About this. Anyone, really.
Maybe with Mark Sessler? Why don't you text Mark Sessler to see if he'll go on this road trip for you? He's often talking about road trips.
I definitely don't think, and maybe 20 years ago, Mike Sessler would go on a road trip.
So you don't think he's cool enough anymore?
I mean,
I'm clipping this off and sending it to him.
He routinely talks about how little time he has because of being.
But all that's a thing of the past. All that's a thing of the past. It's now him, you, and the open road.
I mean, if Mark Sessler really wanted to abandon his family, sure, that'd be great. I mean, I love, like, some of my favorite pieces are his road trip to Houston. That was.
I'm trying to remember
a fantastic piece.
I'm trying to remember exactly what Patrick Claibon said on my show about Mark Sessler. Like, he said something like, oh, we all know Dave Damashek's fertile. I don't know what he said, because I was telling him that Patrick Claibon has taken the reins, and he still has the reins of the most attractive guest who's ever been on my show is Patrick Claibon by a country mile at least. And I was telling him some of the people that he's beaten, you know, Mark Istook, Mark Sessler, Dave Damashek. And he said, well, we all know Dave Damashek's fertile. Mark Istook is a stud. And then I forget what he said about like how Mark Sessler has like a jaw de vie or something. Like he has an aroma about him. How many name drops was that? That was like 10 name drops in one little thing.
I mean, it's crazy how many names you just dropped right there, Johnners.
I need help picking all these names up. Unlike you, you seem to be doing just fine picking up all those panties. Dear Lord, Eric. It's an embarrassment. Does your mother know you have all these panties?
No. My mother does not know. I don't think my mother knows our podcast, to be honest with you.
My mom knows our podcast. She's very proud of all my artistic ventures.
I definitely don't think my mom is proud of my artistic ventures. But that's a topic for another day.
No, I want to deep into why isn't she? Is she embarrassed that you're getting a communications degree? Would you rather you get some kind of like, you know, medical doctorate or something?
No, she's a perfectionist, and like because this show is not at the top of the chart, she's like, why are you wasting your time with it? And I'm like, because I like it, Mom.
Is it at the bottom of the charts? Where is it on the charts? I don't even see it on the charts.
I think it's like probably pretty low tier on.
Who do you think? Who do you think? Me or you? Who has the bigger audience?
Definitely you.
You think so?
Yeah, you've been doing it for longer. You're much better at promoting the show. You have more
better looking.
Yeah, better looking, more big name guests than I do. But
it's called,
I mean,
it's called the hustle.
I feel like. Hustle. I have more amateur people on here, but I'm proud of that. I really am proud of that, if we're being honest.
If you have more amateur people on your show, what does it say about me being on your show right now?
Well, you're one of the most pro of the amateurs.
All right. I'll take it.
Listen, I just like to think of
everything's a slight to me today, just so you know. I'm taking everything as a slight.
Gotcha. If you want to get serious, let's get serious. That's like one of the things I'm really proud about at the show is like I have just these random people who like are trying to make it as football analysts on the show. And I kind of think like, I don't know. I think that's like a valuable thing. Like I like to think that I'm the platform and maybe I'm not
that Chris Murphy that was on your show and then I met him doing comedy.
Yeah, that was wild.
He knew you and one of the other weirdest people I know. Two of the weirdest people in my life. He knew both of them. And that's those are the two people we do in common. We're two of the weirdest people I knew.
Me, I'm one of the weirdest people you know?
Oh, but far and away. I don't even know why that's surprising to you.
I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty normal guy. I just have a podcast.
All right. What I mean, whatever.
Does podcasting make me
tease, not having cable?
Does podcasting make me weird?
That's not why you're weird.
Is podcasting like not mainstream anymore?
No, that's not why. It's just like, you know, you're some Salt Lake City kid.
Oh, Salt Lake City. Yeah, everyone seems to discount the fact that Salt Lake City's a place. It is a place on a map.
And, well, like and... Salt Lake City.
Oh, all right.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, me neither.
Do you want to talk about football or what do you want to do?
I mean, I was having fun like this, but yeah, let's talk quarterbacks because you and I both like quarterbacks.
All right, Dak Prescott.
No.
Ryan Tannehill.
Quarterbacks that are still alive, still breathing.
Oh, the four. Okay, yeah. Of the four, playing football games. So you have Jimmy Garoppolo and Rodgers, Ryan Tannehill.
Let's throw the number one guy out of the conversation.
Patrick Mahomes.
We both know it's far and away Mahomes.
Yeah. Number one, Patrick
Mahomes. I was thinking about it. I get Aaron Rodgers is coming off his best game of the season, but
I got the defense that couldn't even stop his old backup, Brett Hundley, a few weeks ago.
But let me get to my point, Chandras.
Leave these dead silences. I'm going to jump in.
Well, I didn't. Now I've lost my train of thought. But I just wonder, how far off is he really from Jimmy G and Ryan Tannehill at this point? Is he the
who? I'll tell you this right now. Number two is Ryan Tannehill. Is number two. Okay.
All right.
The numbers that Ryan Tannehill put up over the regular season were better than any season Aaron Rodgers has ever had, if you put that over a 16-game season. I know that he hasn't had two of his best passing efforts in the last two games, but that doesn't matter. What matters is now.
He's been good.
Chiefs defense is like a – I don't even know what I was going to say. It's like Swiss cheese has so many holes. I don't even know. But my point is that
– I would hardly disagree with that.
Henry is going to be stomping up the middle and, you know, play action game. Ryan Tannehill is going to be taking it deep.
I think Jimmy G is also in the conversation. I know you hate Jimmy G, but
I view Jimmy G and Aaron Rodgers as kind of the same player right now.
I don't know how to take that, to be honest with you. What do you mean by that? Expand. I'm going to press you on this.
I think that because like Jimmy G, when we get Emmanuel Sanders, is a lot better. Samuel looks a lot better in the second half of the year. I think if you have the right pieces around him and the right play caller, he's going to look better. Right.
Mm.
So I think at this point in Aaron Rodgers' career, he's kind of on the, you know, the back nine, as it were, if you're playing golf. And, you know, look, Marcus Mariota's last full year under Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers' first full year under Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers had the worst QBR. So, and we've seen it when Davante Adams is gone. You know, I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do if they have Richard Sherman move and take away Davante Adams. It's going to be a bloodbath. And in that scenario, you know, in these with these matchups, give me Jimmy G all day.
Hmm.
I guess I'm calling them both system quarterbacks, which is a thing I hate, but I guess some people are system quarterbacks. And I think maybe Aaron Rodgers is at this point in his career, and so is Jimmy Garoppolo. But the difference is that Jimmy Garoppolo, what's the stat where he has the most – passes over a short yardage, but then his wide receivers have the most yak, where Aaron Rodgers would be better off to take those short passes and let his wide receivers do anything, but he holds onto the ball too much. He's always looking for the play down the field.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm taking Jimmy G above Aaron Rodgers. This weekend, really? Definitely. Yes, this weekend, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wouldn't disagree with that because it does seem like once you kind of take away Adams, the passing game really slows down for Rodgers.
Didn't talk about Jimmy G's best pass option, George Kittle.
Yeah, yeah.
What's okay. That Kittle? Like, Kittle is like a...
All right, let's do this thing.
Okay.
I think Travis Kelce's a better tight end than George Kittle. By just a little bit. And I think people who don't put them in the same... Who are just like, if you could share an all-pro spot this year... I would have had George Kittle and Travis Kelce share the tight end spot because to me, everyone acts like Travis Kelce's just like nowhere close to George Kittle. I don't think that's remotely true. I think they're drastically different players, but I think Kelce, if you look at his numbers and what he is, I would argue Kelce, not Tyreek Hill, is kind of the key receiving cog that moves the Chiefs offense.
I don't know if this makes sense, but I think George Kittle is Marshawn Lynch and Travis Kelce is Adrian Peterson. And if we're going into a big game, I want Marshawn Lynch every single time.
But I think Travis Kelce has proven that wrong. You saw what he did in the big game last week.
And but George it's different. Kittle, like Adrian
Peterson, George Kittle kind of disappeared in the big game. Kinda.
I think that Kelce plays more of a finesse game, and Kittle is just like Derrick Henry coming at you. Like, it's a business decision for these defensive backs whether or not they're going to try to tackle him.
Yes, but I would say the level of Travis Kelce's route
running. I'm not talking anything bad about Travis Kelce. I'm with you. It's 1A, 1B, but I'm just taking Kelce. Or I'm taking Kittle.
Yeah, I think I'd honestly take Travis Kelce. See, I like speed a lot more than I like bowling balls. And maybe that's just weird on my part, but I just feel like Kelce is underratedly fast.
Can we talk about Marshawn Lynch for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
What a gift from the football gods. Having Marshawn Lynch come back into my life for 3 weeks.
I'm going to disagree. He was part of the reason the game plan was terrible because they forced the ball to him too much.
Look at this. You see this jacket that I just bought 3 weeks ago?
Okay.
It's a beast mode jacket, baby. Oh, I love Marshawn Lynch. I agree with him. Take care of your mentals and take care of your chicken.
What's the street term for chicken mean?
It's money. It means money. Mister, money. I'm listening to Childish Gambino before we get ready here.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm listening to Childish Gambino. I don't know what chickens means, though. I'm Eric.
Yeah, I mean, that's an accurate representation.
I love Marshawn Lynch. I will not hear any of your besmirchment upon Lynch, and I'm not here for it. Marshawn Lynch, if I had a gun to my head, how do I want to phrase this? If it was my job and I got to say one of these two people gets to go to the Hall of Fame, Adrian Peterson or Marshawn Lynch,
oh, come on, please. That's so blatantly Seahawks bias.
No, it's because he's the better player. Also, at every big game Adrian Peterson was in, he fumbled it away.
Adrian Peterson was
in. He fumbled it away. Every big game he was in, he fumbled it away.
Adrian Peterson has had a better career longevity-wise than Marshawn Lynch. Adrian Peterson had a better season. Marshawn
Lynch comes back next year.
No, Adrian Peterson had a better season with the Washington Redskins this year.
Marshawn Lynch has the Beastquake and Beastquake 2. What does Adrian Peterson have? Nothing. Running against the 2,000-yard
season.
Yeah, great. Congratulations. And then you are embarrassed. Able,
even near 30 years old now, to put up 70 to 80 yards a week behind a terrible Redskins offensive line.
Marshawn Lynch is just the far superior player to Adrian Peterson. I will not hear it.
It's just no.
You're not even watching football. You started watching football 4 years ago.
But you're just wrong.
I'm not wrong. I watched it, and I'm telling you who was better.
I just No, but no.
Adrian Peterson fumbled the game away every single time he was in a big game. That is a fact.
Okay, that doesn't make him a bad running back.
Yes, it does. Hold on to the ball.
I just... Back to the point. Marshawn Lynch is part of a reason they lost that game because Pete Carroll and Brian Schottenheimer, which, by the way, it is wild that guy still has a job.
Who? Both or Schottenheimer?
Schottenheimer.
Let me call him offense in Seattle.
Now that we're talking on a Wednesday.
Russell Wilson, you're going to throw the ball on first and second down. If that doesn't get it working, we're going to throw it again on third. Maybe on fourth.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
And honestly, I was thinking, I don't know. I kind of went off on Pete Carroll on Monday's episode. I think he's just a dumb dummy. I don't know.
The man who's coached the best defense of the decade, though, a big dummy.
But just for that game, like, why did he punt right there?
I told you that. I would have done the same.
But why?
11 from your own 36, you only needed 5 points. Have your defense go make a play.
But your defense hasn't made a play all year.
Yes, they had. And I'll tell you another thing. If the ball wasn't misplaced on a Jimmy Graham catch, the Seahawks would have gotten the ball back with time for Russell Wilson to make some magic.
See, I would have bet on Russell Wilson. I would have bet on arguably the best quarterback in the game.
I think 30 seconds the other way, I would have gone for it. But it was just like in a very weird spot of the clock.
I don't know, man. You just gave the ball back to Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers was playing like peak Aaron Rodgers football. And that just seems dumb to me.
What about that Griffin brother sack? Incredibly
dumb to me. What?
What about that Griffin brother sack, though?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a great moment for the Griffin brothers.
But they lost.
So the odds of two sets of twins being on the same pro football team and getting a sack like that.
That's great. You're right. It's a great moment. But, like, what
does that have to do with the point? How about Aaron Rodgers being omitted from the top 100 quarterbacks of all time or the top 100 team and Brett Favre being named on the top 100? There you go, Brett Favre, better than Aaron Rodgers.
I never watched Brett Favre, so I can't really make the argument.
Yeah, just like you never watched Marshawn Lynch or Adrian Peterson.
I did watch Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson, and Marshawn Lynch was very good, but Adrian Peterson was a little better.
No, that's just not true.
Both are Hall of Famers.
Just not true.
But
I mean, no, yeah, that's true. They're both Hall of Famers. I'm just saying that Marshawn Lynch is better.
All right, well, we'll just disagree.
Fumbled in every game. The 09 NFC Championship game, fumbled. That wild card weekend against the Seahawks, fumble.
One every fumble big game, does not.
Then one fumble. No, you don't even know about Adrian Peterson. He had a fumbling problem his whole career.
I mean, he also
constantly coughing the ball up.
He also authored one of the greatest running back seasons of all time.
Yeah, so did O.J. Simpson. Do you wanna argue for O.J. Simpson?
No, I mean, no. Wait, how did we get to the morals of this?
I'm just saying.
Morally, yes, Marshawn Lynch is probably a better person than Adrian.
Well, yeah, he's not taking a switch to any of his kids, I'll tell you that much.
Right. But, I mean, that I still think Adrian Peterson's a better player. I wouldn't let Adrian Peterson, you know, babysit my children, but I would let Marshawn Lynch babysit my children. Because Marshawn Lynch would show those kids a good time. I bet he would. Marshawn Lynch would be a good babysitter, now that I think.
Yeah.
He'd bring over Skittles. He'd say really funny stuff.
There's very few things that he want to be very good at. They're just incredibly great at.
He'd probably let the kids just like kind of hang on to him while he walked around the house. And, you know how kids do, you know, I don't know if that's something kids do really.
But. Total career fumbles for Adrian Peterson. Oh, wait. Yeah. So it's 48. 48 fumbles.
48.
I mean,
what? I thought you were gonna present me the Marshawn Lynch stat.
I'm Googling that. Just give me a second.
Yeah, 48's a lot of fumbles.
Yeah, it's a lot of fumbles, and that doesn't count as postseason fumbles. Marshawn Lynch, 27.
All right. I mean, what about the other stats though, like yardage and?
It doesn't matter if you're turning the ball over 47 times.
I mean, kind of does. I don't know. Maybe I've put too much value in
Beastquake, 1, 2. There's no play for Adrian Peterson like that, I'll tell you that much.
All right. I mean, that is true. There is no more iconic running back run, really, than Beastquake. Well, probably something Jim Brown did, but I never watched Jim Brown either. So, I was thinking about that.
They also, a better receiver, Marshawn Lynch. Better out of the backfield by a wide margin.
Okay, I can agree with that. They need to show more Jim Brown highlights. I kind of thought of that. Like, I never see Jim Brown highlights. And everyone talks about him as, like, this game-changing player. But, like, it occurred to me, I've only ever seen, like, maybe 2 or 3 Jim Brown highlights.
I once shoved the microphone in Jim Brown's face.
I'm sure that went poorly.
It didn't go. I mean, it went fine.
I mean, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would want a microphone shoved in his face.
He wasn't all there. You know, yeah. he wasn't all there.
I mean, he's a warrior, man. He's been around forever. What? He's going to be damn near 100 years old at this point, right?
No. Maybe.
I mean, he played in the 60s. That's like...
How about Marshawn Lynch's Canton bus reading Buffalo Bills, Seattle Seahawks, Oakland Raiders, Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah. Man, it was wild when he played for the Raiders. I just remember that. That's got to be one of my favorite, like, off-field football moments was when the song Oakland was playing in the Raiders stadium and Marshawn Lynch was just dancing on the sideline.
You know, he used to, on his off day, fly to
Yeah, Oakland. I heard it. I heard about this. Yeah, he flew to Oakland and, like, went and hung out at parks with kids.
He would smell the air, the Oakland air.
Yeah.
I accidentally just Googled breast mode.
I mean, I'm sure there are some interesting searches for that.
A lot of breast cancer stuff.
Oh, man. That's depressing.
Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
That's depressing.
And Eric, if I won the lottery, all my clothing would be Beast Mode apparel.
Mm.
They have new Take Care of Yo Chicken shirts.
Oh.
Australia shirts that send money to Australia. Bought that action.
Cool. I don't really get the whole Australia thing. It's just on fire, right?
Yeah, what do you mean you don't get it? It's a natural disaster. What is there to get?
This is sad, but I don't really pay attention to the news. I get too depressed by it. The only news I get is sports news.
Just move on, Eric.
But hold on. But Australia is on fire, is what you're telling
me. Is this like a bit that you're trying to do? Yeah, the continent is on fire.
Like the whole continent?
A lot of it, yeah.
See, I just thought it was like one part.
No, oh my God, Eric, this isn't a funny bit. This is serious.
No, seriously.
Animals are going extinct.
Really?
Yes.
I legitimately did not know that.
Dear Lord, Eric, you're going to end both of our careers before they get started with your Australia bit.
But it's not a bit. And what have I said bad about Australia?
It's your tone. It's your cadence.
That's not true. I think the fires in Australia are bad, and Eric, that they should be put out.
We've been recording for an hour now. What is this episode? What are we doing?
I don't know.
What do you think? I have all night just to sit and talk to you, Eric?
Yeah.
No, I have things to do.
Well, okay, we can wrap this up. Who do you got this weekend? I already gave my picks on the other episode, but
yeah, I got the Chiefs and the 49ers. How about?
Chiefs and 49ers.
It's the all state. No, not all state. It's the State Farm Bowl.
Oh, that's funny.
I like that. That's the Packers, not the 49ers.
No. Patrick Mahomes is in the State Farm ads now.
No, but if it was Aaron Rodgers in it, Aaron Rodgers, that's the State Farm Bowl. The rematch is Super Bowl I in the 100th season.
That'd be really cool.
No, but I think the 49ers are going to win. But I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Just enjoy watching. There's three football games left. Just enjoy them. Why are you picking them?
I don't know.
Back and enjoy.
I was just curious. If it's Packers and Chiefs, I think Aaron Rodgers should just get really drunk like the original Packers quarterback did and show up to the game and play drunk.
Well, did you see why? Well, first of all, Bart Starr did not play drunk. You're thinking of his wide receiver. Secondly, did you see that tweet I put out about Len Dawson smoking squares in the locker room?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did not know that Patrick Mahomes was a dip guy.
That's what somebody said on there. I don't even know who that was.
Huh. Interesting. Well, I thought it was you. I thought you said he preferred tobacco of a different variety. No,
someone replied to me.
Oh. Interesting. I mean, I would not picture Patrick Mahomes as a dip guy, but
well,
I mean,
you shouldn't just believe everybody on the internet, Eric. You know, I took that information. I thought, huh, maybe, and then I went out with my day without committing it to memory.
Well, I mean, I was just interested by that. I don't know. I didn't want Patrick Mahomes to get gum cancer. You know, I like Patrick
Mahomes. Now gum cancer bit.
No, oh. It's not a bit. I care about Patrick Mahomes deeply. I want him to be
the nameless wide receiver that I can't think of.
For a long, long time. He's got like 17 years left on his career.
Not if he goes the way of Andrew Luck or Luke Kuechly or Calvin Johnson.
Man, that Luke Kuechly thing was sad. I talked about it on the Wednesday show, but I watched the video and man, it just made me sad. I was like, man, sometimes I'm like, why do I watch football? This is like a brutal sport that is the potential to ruin people's lives. So
Max McGee, that's your fellow. Max McGee.
That was a deep thought. Anyways, I think you're right. I think we should close this. Maybe I'll cut out.
The second best linebacker of his era, retired from the game.
Should we drop this episode or should we just let this be a conversation that just happened in the eighth?
If you don't release this, I'm never coming back on your show.
I mean, I don't think anything said on here. All right,
I'm saying, okay, if you don't release it, I'm not coming back. So,
well, of course I'm releasing.
Okay, I thought you were just saying, do you want to drop it, not put it out?
Well, no, I just thought, I don't know. You
sitting here for an hour talking nonsense without even putting it out. You know, I don't even talk anymore unless it's being recorded. Do you know that?
Oh, that's sad. That's sadder than what I said. Okay, John, we can't leave on a sad note.
Sad, but okay.
Well, I just don't know. Like, I feel like I talk all the time. I talk to myself. I talk to
And people. That's not sad? Talking to yourself is not sad?
No. Everyone should have a healthy dialogue with themselves.
I'm leaving. Okay, so follow me at JohnDersFPT, blah, 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 blah. If you're in Chicago comedy, blah, 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 blah. Oh, that's Eric Jensen, Eric 18 Utah, dumb name, End Zone Podcast. Subscribe on blah, blah, blah. All right, can we go down?
Yes, we can.
All right, thank bye. You home safe, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Love you guys. Love you, JohnDers. Bye-bye.
@EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.